I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Labor officials recently released Alaska's latest jobs numbers for January. They're up, but they come with a big asterisk. It's too early to show effects of the coronavirus. Labor impacts are expected to show up in the data for February and March. Now, industry and government travel restrictions are keeping the big cruise ships from coming to Alaska until at least July. For cruise towns like Juneau, where the visitor industry was the biggest private sector employer, the impacts are huge. Until a few weeks ago, the 2020 cruise ship season in Alaska was poised to set new records. At Juneau Tours and Whale Watch, General Manager Serene Hutchinson says pre-sales were up 30 to 40%.
And so we were getting ready for a huge season. We were sweating. We were nervous.
Normally at this time of year, the office would be buzzing with phone calls and clickety-clack of keyboards, taking bookings and hiring. But this year...
Boy. I had a good dream going on here, huh?
There's a black lab mix named Zach, short for Prozac, napping serenely in the spring sun pouring in from the windows. There's only one other employee in the office. Half-packed equipment lays idle, getting ready to move to a downsized office. Hutchinson says they had planned to have a summer staff of 85 to 90 people. Instead, she recently laid off half her year-round staff. They now have five employees. Five instead of 85.
Now, the people I just laid off are really nervous because they don't know when they're going to start back. And then as far as all my seasonal workers, I've been asking them to, as far as drivers and boat crew, I've just been asking them to stand by.
Hutchinson says it's likely she'll lose them to other work. If the cruise ship season does eventually start, she'll have to rehire all over again. Some version of this is probably playing out at businesses across the region. According to labor data for Juneau, about one out of every seven or eight jobs here is in travel and hospitality. Yasmin Habash has counted on a summer tourism job for the past 9 years. Now, she says, she's...
waiting for tourism season that may or may not come.
She's babysitting. Right now, they're taking a walk around Overstreet Park.
I don't think there's any daycare right now, so I'm just helping some friends out. They're still working.
She says she's trying to be optimistic that there will be a cruise ship season. But she's also thinking about plans B and C.
I would definitely look for other employment in the capital. And then plan C is leaving Juneau, maybe for a season or longer.
David Noon teaches American history at the University of Alaska Southeast. In 2018, he started driving buses in the summer for Holland America Princess to help make ends meet. He's in a kind of dark place right now.
Well, we just hit the library yesterday before they closed for 2 weeks. So we took out a lot of books on, you know, the Black Death and serial killers. And, you know, things are pretty dark in my household at the moment. My kids are, they're along for the ride.
And your kids are of an age, you don't have to worry about the child care stuff.
No, they can, you know, just leave them at home with a, you know, a rifle and a can opener and they'll be fine.
He says he's fortunate to have savings to draw on, but doesn't think he'll be able to pay down some of his debt for a while. He'll be curbing his leisure spending and won't travel.
I'm good at beating myself up in most circumstances, but I'm just not doing it right now because everybody's in a state of heightened ambiguity.
Abash says at least it's a good time to get outside.
Just trying not to be stressed and getting outside in nature, which the weather has helped with a lot, some nature therapy and some sunshine. So just finding the good.
In a statement, the Alaska Department of Labor and Workforce Development encourages people that are out of work to apply for unemployment insurance benefits. It's anticipating a substantial increase in filings and long wait times. To deal with the volume, the department wants applicants to file online and to limit calls for questions. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.